latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit the leader.
And singing on this Tuesday, Andalusia celebrating their heritage during the Feria de Abril in Seville. It's on from the 6th of May until Sunday the 11th. That also is replicated at the Thinney Boulevard this coming weekend, incidentally, for their mini April fair. And of course, not forgetting the May fair in Torrevieja next week. King Juan Carlos of Spain receives a president of Murcia in Madrid. Queen Sofia signs a manifesto on youth inclusion in media. Princess Elena opens the exhibition Eucarista, that's at the Aranda de Duero in Spain, as well as attending the opening of the Las Edades del Hombre exhibition, also at Aranda del Duero. Meanwhile, around 40 universities across Spain will be celebrating a promotional day on bone marrow donation. In Congress, the Secretary of State for Social Services and Equality, Susana Camero, will be exposing the departmental policy on equality. There'll also be a debate in Congress and a vote on the non-legislative proposals in the Joint Commission for the Study of Drug Problems. A press conference is held in Madrid by the State Coordinator of Fair Trade, recognising World Fair Trade Day. And there's also going to be a debate and a vote on propositions of a law on the promotion of the abolition of the death penalty worldwide. Animalista Animal Rights Group will be promoting their new website for helping citizens to denounce complaints of animal abuse. That's taking place in the Fnac store in Madrid. A sociological research centre will be releasing the April barometer figures, giving an overview of what people think on such subjects as politics and corruption. And the Association of Women Lawyers in Spain will be tabling a meeting discussing the matter of gender equality in elections to the European Parliament. That's with members from the PP, the PSOE, United Izquierda, UPyD, in the hall of the General Council of Spanish Lawyers in Madrid.